P-31. Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado. At the culmination of Richard Walker's remarkably prescient video message, Chip Petrovich stepped forward and performed a few keyboard shortcuts on the laptop on which the group had watched it. The others trusted him fully by now, both in motive and expertise, so reacted to the incredible video they had just seen exactly as they would have if he was still standing in the spot from which he had viewed it too.
"That was unreal," Tara said.
"Truly incredible," Godfrey added, more than a little humbled by the clear faith that the late, and to his mind, great Richard Walker had placed in him by mentioning him as an ally worth seeking.
"He called it all so right."
Dan and Emma shared a wordless glance, as did the room's other couple in the shape of Clark and Tara. Piper had been quiet and still throughout the video, so much so that they would have considered that in itself to be remarkable, were they not so accustomed to her patient and peaceful nature, and none of the adults knew quite what to say beyond their general words of disbelief.
"There we go," Chip said. "It's a PDF, and a big one. I say we bring Timo in ASAP to comb through this or pass it on to his trusted investigators. If you guys think Geller has called for this Focus 2020 showdown without some aces up her sleeve, you're in for a bad time. But if Timo's guys can work through this and make the right connections while we're dealing with all the other elephant-sized plates on our table, Geller and the other two rats could be leaving that studio in handcuffs."
"Leisha, I'd like you to fetch Timo," Emma said, addressing the alien who had kept whatever thoughts he had entirely to himself.
"No," Dan said before Leisha could reply.
"No?"
Emma asked.
"I don't want Timo to have to be in on all of this right now," he expanded. "I mean, Billy, the time gate, everything. He's going to be shaken up enough about Masut, and if he came here, he'd know our minds are all over the place with other stuff, and then we'd have to land that on him too. This is something he can help with, but we can bring it to him. And Alessandro, who should still be at Fiori Frontieri. He's as analytical as anyone I've ever met, and he'll be all over this. I say we copy the file to Phil's computer, then someone goes with Leisha and gives it to Timo. Maybe that's the best way for him to find everything else out too, at a distance." Since Dan was looking straight at Chip when he said this, the young lawyer knew he was the someone in question.
"Okay, it's copied," he said, removing the flash drive a moment later and holding it tightly. "And I'll be happy to go and work on this with Timo and Alessandro, as long as you guys think they'll trust me."
"You're arriving with me," Leisha said,
breaking his silence and communicating with Chip via the telepathy patch the lawyer had been granted in a clear sign of just how much this group trusted him.
"They'll trust you."
Without another word, and without so much as clearing it with Emma, Leisha flashed himself and Chip to Colorado Springs with unusual curtness. "He didn't want to kill those guys at your door," Godfrey explained. "High guilt threshold." Clark nodded in understanding.
"He's a good guy."
"I didn't want him to kill those guys at my door," Emma chimed in. "But what's done is done. He'll be back, and we'll get through this."
"That we will," Godfrey said, tipping his head towards the computer and the file, which promised so much.
"But for now, shall we?"
Emma stepped forward and reopened the file Chip had copied across to the laptop.
"I thought you'd never ask."